If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
They're watching you. You escape from a crash site and try to blend in the jungle and successfully hide behind some colorful plants and rocks. Oh, okay, they're gone. You keep heading forward, knowing that there are eyes everywhere. You can't remember how you got here. You look behind the trees and see a human figure staring at you. You can't see their face, but as soon as you notice them, the human hides. You make it to a large waterfall and have to swim for the rest of the trip down the river. You gear up and dip in the cold water. Fish of all sizes are swimming right next to you. Some bizarre-looking creatures are nearby. A high-tech boat patrols above you, but doesn't notice that you're under it. You continue swimming, catching your breath at times. You're wearing special goggles that show heat signals for anything close by. And more importantly, they show your status bar for vitality and other important things. You finally get out of the river, dry yourself off, and head deeper into the jungle. The map on your indicator shows that you're all alone. You look up and see no patrol drones in the sky. As you keep walking, your map starts blinking. It shows that you're standing on top of a village, but there's no one in sight. You switch on your temperature reading, and it shows that the village is underground. Some more drones fly by, but they don't see you. You try to find a secret entrance, but nothing. You keep searching and come across an interesting rock that looks like it doesn't belong there. You press it, and an entrance opens up. You're taken underground through a sophisticated tunnel network and arrive at the village square. As soon as you get there, you find some green creatures staring at you. At first, they think you're a threat, but as soon as you explain who you are, they let you meet their leader. You're being escorted on a giant turtle with six legs and taken to the leader and council. They debate whether or not you're an enemy trying to steal their secrets, even though you explain that you don't even know how you got here. They keep you in a room until a decision is made. Moments later, they bring you back and release you. They're peaceful creatures and don't want any conflict. Suddenly, the ground collapses and dozens of drones and people suited up in metal armor descend and start wreaking havoc. All the people start running away and hiding, but the drones fly around and spot them. The leader finds you and catches you. Everything turns black. You wake up in a room dressed in normal civilian clothes. You get out of bed and look out the window and find yourself back home in the city. Cars are driving by trying to get through traffic. Pedestrians walk around going to work. You drink a glass of water, but something doesn't feel right about all this. You go out to the city and make your way around town, trying to figure out how you got back. You notice many of the street cameras are watching you. Some people stare at you unusually as they walk past you. You go to the coffee shop right around the corner, but notice that the details around you are off. You wait in line trying to see what to order, but some of the people start asking you weird questions, almost like they want to know some information. It's finally your turn, and you make your order. You look at the counter, but it seems kind of transparent. You wave your hand around it, and it goes through it. The barista notices it and turns into a robot. She flies over you and tries to grab you, but you run out to the street. You realize that this world isn't real and that everyone is watching you. The people are just projections, so you literally run through them. Some other people convert into machines and zip past all the buildings. As you run, you notice more details of the surroundings flickering and turning transparent. You try to hide in a building, but even the building starts glitching. The robots find you and catch you. The entire environment shatters like glass breaking, and you wake up in a room strapped to a chair with an advanced VR headset. It automatically pops out, and the people in armor suits start asking you many questions on how you escaped, but you don't tell them. They leave the room as they have other things to do. Good thing you know the facility inside out, so you manage to unstrap yourself from your binds and break into the security system to let yourself out. You grab your gear and escape. They continue to monitor your every move, but they think you're still inside. You loop the video of yourself sitting and set it on their preview screen. You escape from the facility and head into the frozen land to try and find some answers. As you keep walking, you get quick frames of yourself sitting at home. It may be the same facility you were trained in, but you can't see the jungle you were at outside. You walk through the icy paths in a stormy blizzard and find shelter. Out of nowhere, a man dressed in thick overalls comes in defense mode. You explain to him that you escaped and need a place to rest. He agrees and makes some food for you. Even though you feel warm and have a full belly, something still feels off. It was too easy. Good thing you didn't tell him everything. But every time you take a sip of your soup, he asks questions about your escape. As soon as you realize the routine he's pulling, your surroundings begin to flicker. They tricked you into thinking you escaped so you could spill the beans, and it almost worked. You've been inside the room the whole time. You try to find a way out, but you can't tell where you are. Judging by the humidity and ambient sound, you must be in the same jungle. You try to find a way out, but nothing works. You concentrate and try to see if you're in real space or not. Everything around you feels real, the walls and the floors and the chair you were sitting on, but you can't trust reality. You pick the lock and escape once more. You run out of the facility and are back in the jungle. The sky is filled with patrol drones and aircraft. It's too late to go and hide. You need to leave the planet. You get to the hangar, find an unoccupied ship, and fly out. But they notice your ship flying out without permission on their radar. They start chasing you while you zigzag across the space debris. You don't even know where to go, but you need to get as far away as possible. You keep dodging all the obstacles in your path. Two ships are on your tail. They catch up with you and overtake you. You dip down and fly towards a large asteroid. The two ships also dip down and keep chasing you. You're head-to-head with an asteroid. The two ships disengage to avoid a collision. At the last minute, you twist and turn, avoiding the asteroid by a fraction of a second. You keep flying away. After a while, you look around and see no one. You're out of their scope. You try to open the navigation system, but it's gone offline. You're in the middle of space with nowhere to go. You keep moving until you spot a planet that looks like Earth. You see a moon around it and assume that it is Earth. You adjust the settings and begin descending. You breach the atmosphere, but then the engines shut down. You strap yourself tight and wait for impact. You see a jungle with colorful leaves below you. Right before impact, you eject your seat and parachute down near the crash site. After a while, you notice some drones in the sky. This is too familiar. You don't know if you're still in virtual reality or not, but you see they're watching you. You continue walking around for a while and spot something moving in the distance. You see yourself running in the jungle, about to take a dip in the river. They notice you, and you immediately duck down to hide. There's no way of knowing if you're in virtual reality or not.